Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Here's a good idea. Have a point. It makes it so much more interesting for the listener.
Welcome back for the last hour of At Your Service here this evening on Camo X. Brad Young sitting in with you. And I just realized I failed earlier in the show to give you my email address. If you ever want to send me an email, I love getting emails from listeners. I do most times when I'm in here on Camo X. And my email address is byoung, because, you know, hey, it's good to be young, right? Matt Pajeski, are you tired of that joke yet? Okay, that's good. He shakes his head no. So it's byoung, B-Y-O-U-N-G, at, and it's the name of my law firm, Harris Dowell, H-A-R-R-I-S as in Sam, D as in David, O-W-E-L-L.com. Send me an email anytime. Always love hearing from listeners. Also, I always love hearing from Sean Michael Lyle in the news, and you probably heard he just mentioned this story, and again, producer extraordinaire Matt Pajeski and I were just laughing at this story that that Sean read about this shooting that happened at Lake of the Ozarks. Not that shooting is funny, but that these guys were shooting up a place. Apparently, these bikers were shooting. At the same time, there was a law enforcement convention going on at Lake of the Ozarks. And it reminded me, I grew up in a very small town, 5,000 people in Southern Illinois. Okay, south of Mount Vernon. And one of the geniuses I went to high school with, this would have been in like 1983, one of these geniuses, these Mensa candidates that I went to high school with, decided one night to rob the local convention or the convenience store. And the reason why I called him a genius was because he had this amazing idea that if he robbed a convenience store with a gun, but it wasn't loaded, if the gun wasn't loaded, then he couldn't be convicted of armed robbery if the gun wasn't loaded. But but apparently this guy, and I'm not going to mention his name, but he never went to law school. And he didn't understand that you may know the gun's not loaded, but the cops don't know that your gun's not loaded. Okay? And the other problem was, is that this convenience store was located two blocks from the police station. So if you're going to rob a convenience store with an unarmed, unloaded gun, rather, you don't pick the convenience store that's closest to the police department. You don't do that. And obviously, this guy was not a Mensa candidate, nor were any of these individuals who got in a shootout in bars where there is a law enforcement convention going on. So so it's no surprise that they will be spending some time at the infamous Gray Bar Motel, otherwise known as jail. And that might be the best place for them. Speaking of Battle of the Halfwits, there was a case. I represent in my law practice, I represent a lot of fast food restaurant places. and because they get into legal problems from time to time. And I do not represent Taco Bell, but there was a story out of Nashville this week where an employee was arrested after she and her coworkers set off fireworks in the Taco Bell. They set off fireworks. Now, here's what happened. This story is classic because the surveillance footage shows, and I look at a lot of surveillance footage during the course of my day. I looked at some today. I sat and watched surveillance video today for more than 30 minutes. So I see what this footage looks like, right? And I see the things that people do on surveillance video when they don't know they're being videoed. So, and I'm always aghast because I always think, don't you know you're on video, dude? I mean, don't do that, right? But the surveillance footage from this Taco Bell in Nashville, the employees can be seen locking the doors to the dining room because they at least had the good sense to say, you know, we don't want customers in the store when we're igniting combustible fireworks. It's not good. So they did lock the doors to keep out the customers. And then they kind of look around to see, make sure nobody's in the place. And they get a trash can out of the men's room. And what they do is they light these fireworks and then they throw them into the trash can. But these, again, Mensa candidates then ran outside to watch the fireworks go off because they at least had the good sense that they didn't want their fingers and toes and noses to be blown off by the fireworks. But here's the problem. The geniuses didn't realize that the doors were still locked. But of course, locked doors, you can still open them from the inside because it's a fire hazard if the door is locked, right? So the doors are locked and these Albert Einstein wannabes run out the door to watch the fireworks outside, but then they lock themselves out of the Taco Bell. So they're outside. The fireworks are going off on the inside. Stuff starts to catch on fire in the Taco Bell, and they've got to call 911 to say, there's a fire in the Taco Bell, and nobody's inside. So the cops of the fire department shows up, and the fire department was able to break into the restaurant and extinguish the flames, and there's like $30,000 worth of damage inside this Taco Bell in Nashville, Tennessee. $30,000 because, you know, Junior Stephen Hawking here thought it was a great idea to set off fireworks in a Taco Bell. Now, the only time I've ever heard of fireworks in a Taco Bell, and that's what occurs after you eat the food, you know, then you get the fireworks, right? That's what happens at Taco Bell. But no, in this instance, the fireworks did not happen after you ate the food. No, the fireworks happened were set off by the employees before they locked themselves out of the restaurant. So it's good to know. I mean, the redeeming part of the story is that it's good to know that idiots exist outside of my hometown. I thought I had a monopoly on having morons to go to school with, but no. Nashville has them as well. We come back, more news of the day, more texts. We've got some more text messages. I'll try to go through some of these with you as well. And phone calls are always welcome. Phone lines are open for the rest of the hour. 314-436-7900. Whatever is on your mind. Open topic night here on KMOX. We'll be right back.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hey, thanks for staying up late with us tonight here on Camo X. At Your Service goes until 11 o'clock tonight, followed by St. Louis Rewind, which will be at least an hour of St. Louis Talks. And you know St. Louis Talks includes Ryan Recker, who used to be, spent 4 years right here in this time slot on Camo X. You know him, you love him, you just can't get along without him. Well, you don't have to now, because you can catch St. Louis Talks at 11 p.m., with Ryan Recker, with Carol Daniel, and Bo Matthews. So make sure you stick around for that at 11 o'clock this evening. Until then, phone lines are open, 314-436-7900. James Carville. I don't know if you know who he is. I have loved James Carville for years. Even though, you know, policy-wise, you know, we disagree on most things. But that's okay. I don't define whether I like someone or not based upon whether I agree with them. And as trite as it sounds, yes, and I will say it, some of my best friends are extreme liberals, okay? We get together, we argue, we have lunch, we have a good time. I don't define friendships by politics. But James Carville, I've laughed at him since the Bill Clinton administration. You remember when he was talking about Paula Jones, and she was the one that was suing Bill Clinton. And it was James Carville. I don't remember the exact line, but when someone asked James Carville about what he thought of the allegations from Paula Jones, he said in his Cajun Louisiana drawl, which I cannot do, but his line was, well, if you drag a $20 bill through a trailer court, you never know what you're going to come up with. And I that made me laugh. I disagreed with it, but it still made me laugh. Okay, but his point was talking about the left today, talking about the left, and as he was talking about the left, he was on CNN yesterday. I've quoted CNN twice tonight, and it's not like I sit around and watch CNN. I actually found the story on the Blaze website, but Carville was talking to Chris Cuomo, and he was asked about some of the folks who are defining the issues today, the politics, for the Democrats, and it's the extreme left. And this is what he said. He said that the majority of Democrat voters today disagree with, and I'm quoting James Carville, the noisy identity left, unquote, which he estimated to be just at about 15% of Democrats. But the problem with that noisy identity left, according to James Carville, and he is an expert when it comes to understanding politics in America. He said they don't win elections, and he's exactly right, that the politics division folks on the left today, the identity politics, the racial politics, those people don't win elections. And the Democrats today are being identified and defined by what, at least according to James Carville, is only about 15% of Democrats. So that's the problem. And at least James Carville can identify it. So, like, for example, one person you've heard on Camel X for years, Jane Duker. I've known Jane a long time. Her and I disagree on a lot of policies, but she'll be the first to say we cannot be identified, Democrats cannot be identified by the crazy, crazy left, the progressives. She gets it. She understands. She worked for Governor Carnahan. She worked for Governor Holden as well. She knows that those types of positions drive away voters. They don't attract them. And so James Carville gets it too. And he said the overwhelming number of Democrats, the most important constituents in our party, are blacks and suburban women. And they're not into all of this, unquote. They're not into being defined by someone else's pronouns. And yet, how much of an issue do we hear on that today? You know, I had to fill out a form. I was speaking at a conference recently, and I got this paperwork to speak at this conference, and I had to identify my gender identity and how I wanted to be identified. And there were like 17 different choices on this form. And I'm like, oh my goodness, this is the hardest part of the thing to fill out, is where do I find the word him? I'm a man, him. And it was like halfway down the list. How hard can this be? But yet that's the identity politics that the left is really pushing today, which really puts Nancy Pelosi in a conundrum. And why do I say that? Well, at least from my perspective, the Democrat Party, and certainly if you watch any of the news conferences from the left these days, particularly when one member of the progressive left wants to compare Israel to terrorists, and then the rest of the Democrat Party has to figure out, what are we going to do about this? What are we going to do about a member of our party who compares the nation of Israel to terrorism? And so they have to come and they have to backpedal, but it really puts Nancy Pelosi in a bind. Because at least from my perspective, she has allowed the Democrat Party to be taken hostage by the far left faction of the party. She's been terrified. At one point when she was running for Speaker of the House, she had to scramble to get enough votes because she was terrified of Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. She truly was. And I've read stuff, Inside Baseball Politics articles, talking about how the Democrats in New York, in the state of New York, actually want to reduce and eliminate Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's congressional district because she is defining the party for them. And that's why I think they're not going to do well in next year's congressional elections, because Nancy Pelosi has allowed the party to be defined by AOC, to be defined by Ilhan Omar, to be defined by Rashida Tlaib, to be defined by, yes, St. Louis's very own Cori Bush. They're allowing this part of the party to define what Democrats stand for. And it's going to come back. What was the line that the pastor, Obama's pastor, once said, that the chickens will come home to roost? Well, those chickens are going to come home to roost in November of 2022, and it's not going to be good for the Democrats in this country. It truly isn't. And I think the odds folks, the betting group in Las Vegas, are betting that the Republicans will take control of the House of Representatives. And of course, Republicans have their own issues with regard to, are they being defined by Donald Trump? And that's a major issue that's going on in the Republican Party. You hear that a lot on the mainstream TV media. You don't hear a lot about Democrats being defined by the left, by the squad, by AOC, by Ilhan Omar, by Rashida Tlaib, by Ayanna Pressley, by Cori Bush at all. And if they don't change that, which I'm hoping they don't. In fact, I think that that AOC should have her own 24-hour talk show. It should just run 24 hours a day. Even when she's asleep, it doesn't matter. I mean, we'll give her a break to go to the restroom. But other than that, I think we need to let her talk 24 hours a day and let her stream of consciousness define Democrat politics. Because it truly doesn't represent most of Democrats in this country today. But her leader, Nancy Pelosi, is letting her party be defined by the far left. When we come back, we're going to talk about Wikipedia. Have you ever used Wikipedia? Of course you have. Everybody has. We're going to talk about what the co-founder of Wikipedia said this week about the bias involved in Wikipedia and why he no longer trusts the website he created. Brad Young here at your service on the Voice of St. Louis, KMOX.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit PitchHitRun.com today.
Can I tell you something? I just want to tell you, I'm talking to you. I am so glad that I don't have to say the Mike Schilt Show very fast, very often, because I would mess that up and then the FCC would be knocking at my door. Just saying, you know, it's 10:30 at night, just between friends. I'm glad that's not something I have to say very often. Love Mike Schilt. I just don't want to pronounce the name of his show because I'm afraid I'm going to mess it up. So, Mike, good job, buddy. I hope you fire up the Cardinals here for the second half of the season. Before the break, I mentioned Wikipedia. Now, you know, listen, if you've ever been on the internet, okay, and I'm sure there's some folks out there that have never been on the internet, but if you have, you have visited Wikipedia. I promise you, you have. It's the world's fifth largest website. There's an estimated 6.1 billion users per month. 6.1 billion with a B users per month. And listen, you can go on Wikipedia and find anything you want on just about any topic. But the question has always been with Wikipedia, is it trustworthy? Is it a source? Is it a source that you can cite? Now, years ago, when my older daughters were in school, they were told you can't cite Wikipedia. And I think with my youngest daughter, who just graduated high school in May, I think they can cite to Wikipedia now. I think that's something that's changed. But certainly years ago, you couldn't, because it was known to be inaccurate. And folks, that hasn't changed. I mean, just because a school might be able to allow students to cite the Wikipedia doesn't mean it's a credible source. Now, how I'm not just stating that as my opinion. I'm quoting the guy who founded Wikipedia, Larry Sanger. Larry Sanger, co-founder of Wikipedia. Here's what he said. He said that the battle of ideas on Wikipedia really started around 2007, which is when he decided to leave Wikipedia, because the folks who were running Wikipedia were all extremely liberal, and they were more interested in pushing a liberal agenda than they were at providing accurate information. And then, according to Larry Sanger, I'm just quoting the guy who founded the thing, okay? He said, by 2009, they abandoned all attempts at neutrality. 2009. That's 12 years ago. And I'm not even a math genius, but I can come up with that number. 12 years ago, they abandoned all pretext of neutrality. And he gives in this interview that he did yesterday, Larry Sanger gave some examples. He just gave a few examples, whether it was COVID or Joe Biden or anything about Donald Trump. He says that it's just partisan, and it truly just espouses the establishment viewpoint. And in Larry Sanger's terms, the co-founder of Wikipedia, he calls it propaganda. That's from him, not me. And he says it's broken beyond repair. Broken beyond repair. And you know what's ironic about that? Is the whole idea, the concept of liberalism, is that we're trying to break away from the establishment. We're trying to not be controlled by the establishment. So we're fighting the establishment. How many times have you heard that? That was in the 1960s. That's all you heard. Now, I mean, in the 1960s, I was 3 years old eating Oreo cookies watching Scooby-Doo. So it's not like I was out there watching women burning their bras or anything. I wasn't living it. But if you read history, you know that's the case, that they were fighting against the establishment. And yet now, isn't it the case that the establishment is predominantly left? Whether you talk about the federal government, whether you talk about the media, whether you talk about the press, whether you talk about academia, or whether you talk about big tech, it's all dominated by the left. It truly is. And so if you really want to be a radical today, if you really want to fight the system, if you really want to stand up against the establishment and say, I'm as mad as heck and I'm not going to take it anymore, you should be a Christian conservative. That's what you should be. I mean, I told my girls when they were growing up, I said, listen, if you want to really show your independence, let me ask you a couple of questions. Does everybody you know have a tattoo? Yeah, they do, Dad. Okay, so everybody you know has a tattoo, right? Yes, Dad, all my friends have tattoos. Okay, great. If you want to stand out from the crowd, why would you want to get a tattoo so you look like every one of your friends? You want to stand out? Don't get a tattoo, okay? You're going to be different. But no, Dad, no. I want to really be a radical and get a tattoo like all my friends. That doesn't make any sense. I want to be radical and fight the establishment by doing what everyone else is doing. Huh? That doesn't make any sense to me. And yet that's what we see today, even with big tech. And so the founder of Wikipedia, Larry Sanger, points out that Wikipedia really isn't any different than Facebook. It isn't any different than Twitter or Amazon or anybody else. They're all left. They all are. And so they're really espousing the establishment viewpoint, which, according to Larry Sanger, co-founder of Wikipedia, he calls it propaganda. He calls it propaganda. And he gives some examples that if you are an editor on a Wikipedia page right now, you cannot cite the Daily Mail at all. If you look up any topic on Wikipedia, you'll know that at the bottom of the Wikipedia page, there are citations to news stories that support the content that's in the article at Wikipedia. and they're numbered. It's like a bibliography, anything you would find in a research paper or in a legal brief where you've got to have citations to back up your facts. Wikipedia does not allow any citation to the Daily Mail, which is a conservative newspaper in England. Can't do it. You cannot cite Fox News on socio-political issues. Can't do it. It's banned. It's banned by Wikipedia. Now, I'll be the first to admit that there is a lot of one-sided information on Fox News. I'll be the first to admit that. But they distinguish between opinion and news. And if you just watch their news, it truly is what they say on Fox News, fair and balanced. Now, when it comes to the opinion people, Sean Hannity, Laura Ingraham, Mark Levin, okay, that's all conservative. I get that. But that's the difference between, like, for example, people used to say, well, KMOX is too conservative. The news is too conservative. They have Rush Limbaugh. Well, Rush Limbaugh was an opinion commentator. It wasn't the news department. The news department at KMOX is one of the most highly decorated and accomplished news organizations in the entire Midwest. They're not influenced by bias. They're not influenced by an agenda. And it's not propaganda. Now, if you've got opinion people like myself who's on here, of course, I'm very open and honest about my political bias. But it's clearly opinion. It's not news. I'm not reading you the news and telling you a news story. I'm giving you commentary. That's the difference. But on Wikipedia, they're trying to give you the illusion of neutrality cloaked in bias. And that's why you can't cite Fox News. It's banned. You can't cite the Daily Mail. It's banned. And if you look at the articles that Wikipedia has listed on so many occasions, I've found this to be true over and over and over again. It's simply mouthing the view of organizations like the UN, the World Economic Council, the World Health Organization. My goodness, they keep quoting the World Health Organization, or even the CDC, or, you know, if Fauci says it, if St. Fauci says something, my goodness, it's gospel with a little g, and they're going to quote it. But if you've got somebody else who's quoting information, even if they're a physician, nah, it's not going to make it to Wikipedia. So to me, it's interesting that they, even on Wikipedia, have something called WikiPR. WikiPR. And these folks with WikiPR, they are paid writers, because, you know, the thing with Wikipedia is a lot of times it's people who are just contributors and volunteer editors. But what Wikipedia doesn't tell you is they've got paid people who go in and change articles. And if they do change articles, they don't have to list who they are or why they changed an article, why they deleted a citation, why they changed the point of an article on Wikipedia. They don't have to tell you that, and they can do it anonymously so that their bias doesn't get revealed. And why is that? It's because Wikipedia is no different than the other big tech giants out there in this country. They're pushing an agenda. And what I object about it is they do it under the banner of fairness and objectivity, when in reality, it couldn't be further from the truth. Hey, we're coming up here on a break, and when we come back, I'm going to talk to you about how the White House has been flagging posts for Facebook to censor. So now the White House is working in conjunction with Facebook to flag things they want removed from Facebook. Talk about your convergence of liberal tech and government. Now, apparently, Facebook isn't just leaning to the left. Apparently now they're the editorial arm of the Democrat Party. I'll get into that in just a moment. Brad Young in with you this evening on At Your Service. Don't go away. Well, we're winding down the last segment tonight of At Your Service. I want to thank all the folks who've been sending in texts. I've got pages and pages of texts here tonight. And always appreciate the feedback. That's the beauty of radio. Matt Pajeski and I were talking during the break how cool podcasts are but there's not a lot of interaction with the guy doing the podcast. But here on Camo X, you can text, you can call, you can email, you can send smoke signals, you can send carrier pigeons. Whatever it takes, we love the interaction. So thank you for being up late with us this evening. And speaking of being up late, Sid, all the way down in Birmingham, Alabama, you're up kind of late, my friend. Welcome to Camo X.
Hey, Brad, I got a comment for you here.
Yes, sir.
Hey, I'm a retired coal miner from Southern Illinois.
Oh, my goodness. My dad was a retired coal miner from Southern Illinois.
Right. And I work for Peabody.
Well, hey, my dad was with Old Ben Coal, so there you go.
Right. Right. I'm 23, 24, something like that.
Yeah. Hey, Brad. 25. It was Old Ben 25 is what it was.
Yeah. Hey, The Democratic talking points is now about the people like you were talking about, Bush and the other gal,
AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, and that crowd. Mm-hmm.
And also, well, this morning on the Charlie Brennan show, Michael Kelly was on there at 9 o'clock. That's the reason I was wondering what time the James Carville was on, because it must have been early, because Kelly showed up on Brennan's show, and that's all he did was rip Cori Bush and all them people. And, you know, that's not like Michael Kelly to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But so that's their new talking point, is trying to separate themselves.
And why do you think that is, Sid? Because I agree with you. That is a calculated move on the part of many centrist Democrats. But why do you think they're doing that?
Well, upcoming elections.
Exactly. And if they don't create that distance, that separation, what would be the outcome in the mind of the voting public if Democrats don't carry that talking point?
Exactly. That's what they got to do.
That's exactly what they got to do. You are so right.
Okay, partner. Bye-bye.
Hey, appreciate you calling, and it's great to hear from a retired coal miner.
All right. Thank you.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You. Thanks for calling in. Right before the break, I mentioned that the White House is working literally in conjunction with Facebook, and that seems to me to be a little incestuous, if you ask me, that they're working like that. Kind of like when I kind of get the same feeling if you've been watching Loki. When Loki kisses the female Loki, I'm like, ew, come on. If you've been watching Loki, I'm like, oh, come on, really? You just kissed yourself, man. What are you doing? Hopefully that wasn't a spoiler. But I'm not going to say anything else in case you haven't seen all the Loki yet. But, you know, it's not a shock. I mean, they're kind of flirting together for three episodes and they eventually kiss. That's all I'm going to give away about Loki. But it does make kind of sense, though, that Loki, the only person Loki could truly be in love with is himself. So he falls in love with the female version of himself. So it's very interesting. And, of course, if you haven't been watching Loki, you probably don't care. So I'll move on from that. But the White House has been working with them. And even Press Secretary Jen Psaki said today in a press conference that the Biden administration obviously tracks things on Facebook. And they've been identifying, and this is the exact word that Press Secretary Jen Psaki said. She said they've been identifying problematic posts. And then they report them to Facebook to censor them, because they contain misinformation about COVID-19. Now, I agree that there's a lot of misinformation out there about COVID. I agree with that. But why is it Facebook's job to correct that? Because you can take the example of someone who gets on Facebook and says 2 + 2 = 5. Well, obviously that's wrong. Obviously that's incorrect. 2 + 2 = 5. Even in my math challenged mind, I know 2 + 2 = 5. But why is it Facebook's job to correct me? And I use that as an example because why is it Facebook's job to correct me if I say I don't want to wear a mask? Why should Facebook be in the business of correcting me? And why should the federal government and why should the president, the office of the president of the United States, be flagging speech that they don't care for and then reporting it to Facebook so that those individuals can be censored? That, to me, is troubling because you remember during the Nixon administration. Now, I don't remember this. I was watching Scooby-Doo during the Nixon administration. So I only remember it from studying political science in college. But Richard Nixon developed what he called his enemies list. And people got, rightfully so, upset with the president having an enemies list and then instructing members of his administration to go after people who were on his enemies list. And the Washington Post went crazy. They went ballistic over the president having a hit list, an enemies list. But don't we have the same thing now? I mean, don't we have the exact same enemies list when the White House says Bob Smith's post should be targeted and removed? Facebook, do that for us. Oh, and by the way, Bob Jones's Facebook post has misinformation. Mr. Zuckerberg, I want you to remove that post and block that person's freedom of speech because I think it's misinformation. Think about where that could lead if that goes down the road of saying, if I as the president label your opinion as misinformation, I can now flag it and order big tech to remove your speech from social media. The implications of that, my friends, are profound and terrifying. Truly is. And I fear for where we're going as a country if the government controls what you say and controls what you think and can label your opinion as misinformation and have it censored and erased from social media by a compliant big tech that's in lockstep partisanship with a Democrat president. Very scary. I'll be watching this, folks, and I'll be keeping you informed as always. Hey, don't forget to stick around for Rewind coming up at 11 o'clock on KMOX, the voice of St. Louis. Tell you everything.
Sit around and wonder what tomorrow will bring. We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.